Hey everyone, thank you for tuning in to Take Up Spaces podcast. I am your host, Marlena Bayless, Coach Marlena, if you follow me on Instagram. And I'm so grateful to be back into doing the podcast. I'm excited for our topic today, which is how to stop stressing and start living. I always feel like these topics are important because we need to be talking about them, because I don't hear as much conversation around them with context and solutioning attached to them, as well as a level of realness and authenticity, if I'm being honest, which is the whole purpose for us to be on, you know, in relationship with one another, I personally believe. If you are new here, it's the beginning of a new year, and we've gone through some transitions, took some breaks, and now we're back recording, and we'll be releasing episodes every Tuesday while we're in season. So I'm looking forward to that, the types of topics we'll be covering, the types of guests we'll have on the podcast. And I'm also working on my forthcoming book. So I just hope you guys that are listening and joining this community will get a lot out of it. And ultimately, the purpose is for you to start taking up more space in your life and your being, as well as the work that you do, because I tend to really attract professional, ambitious women, especially Black women. And that's because that's who I am as a person. And so I want you to know you belong wherever you are in terms of any spaces that may not look like you, feel like you even, you belong there. And I actually want to start this podcast off with an affirmation, which is changing the mindset of thinking that something is exclusionary to you practicing saying to yourself, I'm invited. Because that can just alter so much of your emotional and physical reaction to being in spaces that maybe don't look like you, or no one's done what you're doing, you know, or going it alone and making a big, huge change, or going it alone and staying where you are because that's where you actually enjoy to be. So this is all about you creating your lane and taking up space while you do it. And so if that is what you're all about, 2023 and beyond, you're in the right place, girl, person, human, whoever's listening. But I am here for my sisters. That's why the podcast is named Sis with Take Up Space. And I really do want women in 2023 to take ownership and agency and control in a way that the world has never seen before, because I am truly a believer that powerful women change the world, and we have a lot of opportunity before us. So let's get into it. All right. So how do we stop stressing and start living? That is a question I feel like all of us are trying to find out, and find many different avenues and ways to get there. And what I've learned is that through my journey, ever since 2019, I've really been focusing on myself in ways that never before. And I was actually talking to this, I did a bit of a vision board party yesterday with some girlfriends, and really talking about applying the things that we know. So I think the biggest, like the biggest answer to that question, which is the simplest, and answers to our biggest questions typically are simple answers. They're just not easy answers. And we can overcomplicate so that we don't have to initiate. And I really want this year to be less of doing that and more of what I believe to be the difference maker is the only way to get through something is to act. You know, and to make a different choice, decision, thought. And so there has to be an action involved in order for us to stop stressing. And you might say, okay, that sounds like more work and I'm already stressed out and I'm already tired. So why would that be my solution to doing that? And I hear you. First and foremost, it does sound like more work. And to a degree, it's not more work, it's different work. And so because you're probably already acting, right? You're probably doing 50-11 things. You're probably leading people, helping, supporting, and that's part of the problem, right? So the action you may need to be taking at this moment is to step away. to give yourself permission to do less, to do things that do not require as much effort. What I've learned as a coach in studying and researching mental health, as well as the different psychology research and tools, is that one, we are conditioned to overwork. We provide a lot of free labor in society. So we do that without our consciousness, without language around it. And so we have, because we're human, we have physical and emotional responses to the labor in which we're engaging in, but we may not have the communication to even articulate to ourselves, to our partners, to our bosses, to our, you know, colleagues, our business partners, what that work is, because it has been in the best interest of society to keep that language from us, right? And so to keep us in operation mode so that you can't think, right? This is something that we always talk about. People in survival mode don't have time to think about a lot of things, right? They're too busy working. And a part of that comes to you as a professionally ambitious woman that is looking to do certain things. When you are overwritten with tasks and duties and responsibilities, you don't have the creativity to be able to look up and say what is good, what is bad, what is a priority, what is not, because there's just so much being thrown your way. You're kind of almost physically darting and fighting everything like an Avenger, and we're not supposed to be Avengers, right? That's not who we are. We are supposed to be, you know, the people and the human being God created us to be, and the light, more importantly, we're supposed to shine in this world. In order to do that, you have to be able to recover. You know, you have to recover who you are. You have to know what version of you are you in at this stage of your life. We can't keep looking back to who we were, not even a week ago, because things have changed, things have shifted, and that is okay. And it can be challenging, but you gotta create room, space, right, to be able to decipher these different elements and whatnot so that you can be clear, right? Because action can come from clarity, but you can get action from, you can get clarity from taking action. So I don't want you to ever feel like it's one versus the other. You know, what this looks like really, you know, is the actions you need to take, really focusing and centering around your mind. Like, what is it I need to be doing for me? Because everything is really blossoming from what you are or aren't at this moment in your life. You know, whether that's, you know, the relationships you want to have, the friendships, the work you want to be doing, it is a sum in game, if you will, from who you're showing up as for yourself. I was listening to a quote yesterday, and the gentleman was saying, you know, his sentiment was, you know, something as small as your bedroom, you know, looking around at your bedroom can tell you the state of your mind. And so this can be really helpful for the folks who externalize the chaos that they might feel or sense mentally and emotionally. But this could also be deceiving for those of us who are very good at being disciplined and taking care of everything and having everything organized. It can look very opposite to how it feels. And that can be so conflicting for so many. And I understand it, because other people looking in really starts to drown out the voice you have internally, which might be crying out for something differently. And we can start doing that. The other aspect is, you know, taking the actions that you may be afraid to take, and you can take them in small doses, but starting acting on something. It doesn't have to be the main thing. It could just be by virtue of you acting on a thing that's been running loops in your mind, and handling that one task to give you a sense of control and agency that you feel is lacking right now, that is causing the stress. Because our stress is, you know, we don't know, it's worry, it's anxiety, and all of that comes from not feeling in control and not having agency over one's life, or believing that in any given area of our lives. And then sometimes we end up relinquishing our power, which is what we're not doing in 2023. So we done with that, right? So then The other thing is, you know, if we think about stopping and starting, right? So I just thought about it in terms of a car. When you stop a car, you know, you turn it off, right? That was just, but you still take action. You got to put it in park. You got to slow down. You have to disengage it. And though, I mean, just that metaphor can be so helpful to us when we know we need to stop doing something. It's like, hey, what do you need to turn off? What do you need to slow down? And what aspects of your life do you need to put in park at this moment? And those three questions, just writing it down and journaling is one of my favorite things to do and one of the most helpful things you can do to really reset your mind and your thoughts in a beautiful way is taking that metaphor. But then when we go over to starting, right, what do you have to do? You have to get in the car, first and foremost. You have to turn it on for some folks, press a button, right? And then you have to put your foot on the gas. You're not going nowhere if your foot's not on the gas. And so again, this is a beautiful metaphor for how you need to start the living process for you. What do you need to get into, right? What do you need to engage who, right? And what do you need to be hitting the ground running, doing? These are the things that can help shift. Again, I'm all about big changes, but what I've learned is that the smallest consistent steps are the ones that change your life for the longest. So don't be in a rush. Don't think you have to make some major, huge change. It could be something as starting to get up 10 minutes earlier, starting to walk for 10 minutes, starting to not listen to somebody's problems, right? That could be starting to ask people for, you know, them to ask you permission to share certain things, right? Because you start to pay attention to what lifts you and what pulls you down. That is a really, really small but large opportunity to just start observing your energy, your mood with the people, the work that you're doing, and what lights you up, what brings a smile to your face. Everything is, it could be something as simple as music. I am happier when music is on. I'm happier when music is playing in the background. And I have had to learn, why am I not doing that all the time? Why am I not engaging in the things that bring joy to my life? And accepting of what others have in their life that brings them joy without needing to tell them what's right and what's wrong. That's something else, you know? So starting to give other people the space to be themselves when it comes to our work and our professional careers, where do I need to start bringing more of me into that space? More of that authenticity, your agency into these organizations. Because I truly believe, you know, women and Black women, especially the leading entrepreneurs, but wherever you go, there you are. And you still need a level of structure and decorum and communication to keep anything thriving. And so while there's definitely politics in certain organizations that have not included us, have actively worked to exclude us, which makes it more difficult to be a part of it, right? Because it's not with you in mind. But the truth is, there is a level of reestablishing the rules for oneself, no matter where they go. And I want you to know that that is okay and that's acceptable. And it's a part of growing and learning. So this first podcast episode, I didn't want it to be too long because I wanted you to listen to it all the way through. But I also wanted to offer you something that you could quickly listen to and receive on your way to work or somewhere quick. And just know that this need to stop stressing and start living is going to be with us forever. But I want it for you. I want you to know you can move lighter in the world. I want you to know that this is a process that is continuing. It does not have to be something you get and then you don't ever have to revisit again. I think it's been a large disservice teaching kids, ourselves, that, you know, once we get to a level, you know, there's this mountain. But I'm sure you've heard or seen this wonderful Instagram reel where a gentleman is receiving a reward, and he says, you know, just to remember that at the top of one mountain is the start of the next one. And so having that mindset, but being optimistic about your ability to continue to climb is what is going to get you off of autopilot and into living your best life now. And that is what I want for you. And I hope this episode helped you. If you like this, please share and like this episode and share it with your friends and family. Come find me on Instagram at Coach Marlena or Marlena Bayless on Facebook. And I want you to know that you are meant to be here. You are meant to be a light in this world, and that living is literally moving through you. So don't you ever forget it. Thank you for listening to Take Up Space Sis podcast episode, first one of 2023, and let's get it, y'all, because we are. All right, talk to y'all soon.